The Syrian army, backed by National Defense Forces, continues to swiftly advance in the south of Aleppo amid a collapse in the terrorist morale due to their heavy losses in the region. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali details the army advances and its plans to connect Aleppo countryside to Idlib.
The Syrian army has been making fresh gains south of Aleppo in its fight against foreign-backed terrorists. This time, the army, along with National Defense Forces, took control of Al-Hadr town, the main stronghold of the Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front south of Aleppo.
We are hunting down the terrorists. We took control of several areas here and we will continue advancing town after the other. We are determined to purge our land of terrorists and nothing will stop us.
Securing the town of Al-Hadr was a heavy blow to Al-Nusra Front. The group has been using buildings there as field hospitals for the wounded terrorists in the region. Here, they used to refine the oil they extracted illegitimately. Many terrorists were also killed during the confrontations, while others ran away. The Al-Is strategic hill has also been secured, along with the towns of Tel Bajr, Tleilat, Maryuda, and many others. The Syrian army has been able to secure several towns and villages here in Aleppo countryside. We are accompanying Syrian army units to several towns and villages that have been controlled. Now, tens of kilometers that were once under the control of terrorists are now secured. Over 341 square kilometers are now secured, and the number is on the rise. Syrian army commanders made it clear that the operations will not stop in Aleppo countryside. The main objectives of the army offensive are widening the security perimeter around Aleppo and reaching the international highway between the city and Damascus. Then, the army will march towards Idlib countryside. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Aleppo countryside.